Hasbro buys Power Rangers outright from Saban. Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. This is PF Revers on News. Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. Angel Grove, California. In February, it was announced that the Power Rangers toy license would transfer from Bandai to Hasbro. But now, 8 years after Saban bought back the rights from Disney, Hasbro is buying the multicolored spandex-wearing teenager Cash Cow franchise outright. That's right. Power Rangers will be 100% owned by Hasbro, home of Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, Transformers, My Little Pony, and board games such as Monopoly and Clue. Haim Saban ripped off Super Sentai, conceived Power Rangers in 1993, and it became the coolest shit since the Ninja Turtles. In 2002, Saban sold its assets, including the Power Rangers, along with the Fox Family Channel, to Disney. While the then renamed ABC Family, now renamed Freeform, has had a healthy life. Okay, while ABC Family, now known as Freeform, had a healthy life under Disney ownership, its treatment of Zordon's army, the Power Rangers, was basically Meh Morphin Life Support Rangers. It was a fate worse than Lord Zed or Ivan Ooze or Power Rangers Turbo. The horror. The horror. Things got so bad that their mentor was a talking dog. Or worse, a hamster. The Disney era went out on a high note, however, with Power Rangers RPM. Unfortunately, what happened next would be reruns of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, albeit re-edited with stupid comic book crap like they did with the director's cut of The Warriors.
Oh, Warriors, come out to play.
Saban bought back the rights in 2010, and the first new series, Power Rangers Samurai, premiered on Nickelodeon in 2011. The previous series made their way to Netflix and later DVD via Shout Factory. More on that later. Mighty Morphin even got a 20th anniversary marathon on Teen Nicks, The 90s or All That, which was then renamed to Splat, and now is known as Nick's Splat. Don't ask me why. The series continues to air on Nickelodeon. The Lionsgate reboot film was released in 2017 with mixed reception. I thought it was pretty good, despite I had reservations early on about the race swapping and all that. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about the latest changing of hands. will it affect the TV series going forward, or Saban's or Power Rangers' relationship or partnership with Nickelodeon? Will it affect any future films, such as a sequel to the Lionsgate film? Does Lionsgate still have the rights to make another movie? Who owns the rights to Ivan Ooze? Could theme song composer Ron Wasserman return? What about co-creator Shuke Levy, who hasn't worked with Saban in years, though I've never heard anything of a falling out? Will Hasbro Power Rangers be union? Because Power Rangers has been non-union for a hell of a long time. Will the acquisition in any way affect the Mighty Morphin comic books? I guess only time will tell. Until then, it's Morphin time. And I got plenty more Power Rangers news coming up. It's big. It's more phenomenal. This is PF Forever with Unknowns.